I'm often asked to speak to different groups about the impact of the internet on the lives of blind people. And I often say to people that the internet is the most significant, the most empowering, the most liberating thing to happen to us since the invention of Braille itself. Getting the equipment and the training to blind people is another matter, but for those who do have access to the internet and the wealth of information that it offers, it really has given us enormous independence and efficiency in terms of accessing newspaper information, government literature, being able to make purchases totally independently, a whole range of things. However, sometimes finding the information that you want on the internet, whether you're blind or sighted, can be a bit of a mission because there are just so many web pages, some of them good, some of them not so good. There are search engines out there, but there are also many of these, and each search engine has its particular strength or weakness. That's why there are programs out there that seek to get the information for you in an easy-to-use form, consulting many search engines. I would say that the most popular of these programs, certainly in the blind community, is a suite of programs made by a company called FerretSoft. There's WebFerret, InfoFerret, PhoneFerret, EmailFerret, NewsFerret, IRCFerret, and a number of others that I probably have forgotten. But that's actually not the suite that I'm here to talk about today, because while it's good and easy to use, it's my opinion that there is a much more powerful program that is starting to become more popular in the blind community. There's been a bit of discussion about it on email lists recently, so that's why I thought it was important to demonstrate its use, because for some people who are not quite so competent with their screen reader, it may initially seem inaccessible, but it most certainly is not. The program I'm referring to is called Copernic. I believe it's named after the explorer Copernicus. And there are three flavors of this program. Copernic 2000 is the basic free version, searching seven different categories of the internet. Copernic Plus has a much larger variety of categories, and we'll show you those categories shortly. And Copernic Pro offers some amazing features, such as the ability to have a search regularly updated and its results sent to you by email, as well as a number of other things. I have Copernic Pro on my system, and I have to tell you, it's one of the three programs, obviously excluding my screen reading technology, that I would not be without on my PC. The other two, incidentally, are Winamp and SoundForge. So, let's take a look at Copernic. I'm going to bring it up with a hotkey that I've assigned to it, and that is Control-Alt-C. This is the Copernic Pro version, and for this demonstration, because we used Window Eyes last week, I'm using JFW this week.
Title equals Copernic 2000 Pro.
Now, if we tap the Alt key to bring up the menu bar, you hear absolute silence. This may well be fixable, actually, with a reclass feature in your screen reader. If you do a down arrow now,
context menu, open submenu,
you're
open
actually in the file menu, as you would expect, and you've pulled it down. Now, that's not too much of a problem. The way to get around this is to turn your screen reader's review cursor on.
Jaws cursor.
And I'm going to go to the top of the window.
Page up.
And I'm going to read the current line.
Graphic 36 Copernic 2000 Pro Minimize Simple Restore Simple Close Simple.
I'm moving down the line.
File, edit, view, search, results, tools, window, help.
And there's our menu. No big deal, really. So we'll go to the beginning of the line.
Home, file, edit.
And I'm just moving through a word at a time on the menu bar.
View, search, results, tools, window, help.
And the hotkey conventions are pretty conventional. For instance, I can hit an Alt-V and that will bring the view menu into focus.
Context menu. Summaries. Control plus Shift plus S. Highlight keywords. Control plus Shift plus H. Layout submenu. Skin submenu. Appearance dot dot dot. Sort searches by submenu. Sort results by submenu. Columns dot dot dot. Summaries.
Control so there are a lot of features here that we can turn on and off. However, getting into the real good stuff, I'll just tap the Alt key to close that menu. We can just do a Control N, which is a pretty standard hotkey as well, and that will start a new search.
New search the web.
Now, although I'm not being told that I'm in one, I am actually in a standard edit field where I can type my search term now. Now, as I'm about to head off to Louisville, and I was told in the convention material I was reading that Daniel Boone was the most famous person to came out of Kentucky, and I have heard the name, but really don't know what Daniel Boone did. I think it's appropriate for me to rectify this problem, and so I'm going to type Daniel Boone into that box, and let's just tab around the dialogue and see what else we have.
Search for all words radio button checked. 3 of 3.
We have a number of options here. The first is to search for all words. If we do this, then it will bring up every page that it finds in the category that we choose, and we'll come to the category selection shortly, that has Daniel and Boone, but not necessarily together.
Answer my question radio button checked. 1 of 1.
Answer my question is an interesting feature. It works some of the time. And this feature is particularly good, I would suggest, if you're going to be helping your children with homework, let's say, and they come home with a specific question, such as, what's the speed of light, let's say. And this is quite a new feature of Copernic. It hasn't been around for a while, and I think it will improve. But the theory is that you should then be able to type in how fast is the speed of light, choose your category that you're going to search, and voila! That's French, by the way. You can get the result. So that's a pretty nice feature of Copernic when it works. Don't rely on it, though. If you're a good searcher of the internet, you'd probably be better to use keywords, and you'll get more reliable results, because Copernic has to do more thinking for you if you use this question feature. But it's nice to have, and really good, you know, it's a safe environment for you to be able to let the children loose on the internet and do some serious research. Other options we have in this category?
Search for any word radio button checked. 2 of 3.
In this case, if we let this one go, then it will find any web page that has either the word Daniel or Boone on it.
Search for exact raise radio button checked.
This will only come up with Daniel Boone joined together, and that's what we want. Let's see what else we can find in this dialogue.
None.
We're in a kind of a combo box, and if we arrow through this list, we can explore what I think of as the post-search processing that you can perform using Copernic.
Validate documents.
If you use search engines regularly, you're going to love this feature. I do. What happens is that you often get some really good results come back from search engines, and you find what looks like the absolutely perfect page. You know that when you bring up this page, the very precise thing that you were searching for is going to be on this web page. Hooray! And so you bring up this page with considerable anticipation, only to find that you've got an error number 404, the page cannot be displayed, it's either been removed or there's a site problem. And, you know, search engines often have this problem, just simply keeping up with an ever-changing web. Copernic deals with that in a really impressive way. And what it will do is, after it's done the search, if you ask it to, it will go out and check every single reference that it's found for you and remove broken links. If it can't make contact with the website, if 404 errors come back, you just won't see the results in the results box that we'll show you shortly.
Download documents.
This is also good if you have the hard disk space and the patience. It will just automatically download all of the documents that it finds for you and store them somewhere.
Refine search.
This is where you can use expressions such as and, not, or, etc. It's performing what's called a Boolean search. Stuff like blind but not blind drunk. And that's what we have.
None.
I'm just going to set it to none for now.
More button.
And there's even a more button, but
search
we'll come back to
button.
That later.
Okay, cancel button. General tab. The web.
Now here we
the
are
web.
In the list of categories that we can search. I'm going to arrow through and show you the categories that I presently have installed, because we're going to come back and show you how to install even more. But let's just arrow through and look at the very impressive way that Copernic has broken down the different categories. So we have the web first.
The web Australia. The web Canada. The web UK. Newsgroups. Email addresses. Business and finance. Buy books. Buy hardware. Buy software. Cars. Computer security. Encyclopedias. File search. Games. Health. Humor. Images. Kids. Life. Movies. MP3. Multimedia. Music. News Australia. News Canada. News UK. Newspapers. Newswire. recipes, science, software download, sports news, tech reviews, top news, travel, yellow pages, the web in French, news in French, the web in German, news in German, the web in Italian, news in Italian, the web in Spanish, news in Spanish, auctions, the web Portugal, news Portugal.
And those are the categories that I currently have installed. We can add even more categories if we wish to, and I'll show you how that is done a little bit later. So, we're going to go back up to the top. No, actually we're not. I think the best thing to do to get some reliable information about Daniel Boone would be to search encyclopedias. So, we'll hit an E in this list.
Email addresses. Encyclopedias.
That's it. We've typed in who we're searching for. We've got everything sussed. Let's hit the Enter key, which by default will activate the search button.
Search progress Daniel Boone.
And off it goes to, obviously, clear up a bit of a gap I have in my knowledge of American history. We can check the progress of this search gathering exercise at any time by pressing our status line hotkey.
Encyclopedia.com 6.
Well, it's finding some answers, and we will get a clear indication when the search is done. This certainly beats going to different encyclopedia sites, as you can well appreciate. And it is often quite good with encyclopedias to read a range of articles if you're doing some research, because they all have a slightly different angle.
Scroll. Daniel
now,
Boone, all words, 25/06/0014/3502, 14 encyclopedias.
It's found 14 articles on Daniel Boone. So, let's see how we get to them. The best way is to press the application key. That's the one to the left of the right-hand control key. I think Shift F10 works as well.
Context menu.
Yes, it does.
Modify.
And the first option we have is modify. So if we're not quite happy, we can modify the search.
Duplicate. Track.
The track feature is just incredibly powerful, and we'll show you that later.
Delete. Move to submenu. Copy the submenu. Update search. Validate dot dot dot. Download dot dot dot.
So we can perform these post-search processing functions at any time if we want to, after the search is done. Validate, download,
refine dot
and
dot
refine.
Dot. Browse.
Here's the browse option. That's what we want. Its hotkey is
B.
Yes, B. B.
B.
And we're going to hit the Enter key because we want to browse the results.
Leaving menus. Browse results. OK button.
We're presented with another dialogue. The default choice is
browse all results radio button checked. 2 of 2.
Browse all results, which is generally what you would want to do, but here's what else you can do.
Browse specific type of results radio button checked. 1 of 2.
We can browse a specific type of result. So, what specific type of result can one browse? Well, we've got another lot of options now that we've selected that radio button.
New.
This is nice, you see, because if you want to track a particular topic of interest, let's say that you are tracking a particular stock, and instead of searching Daniel Boone in encyclopedias, we're selecting a particular company in the business and finance category. You might want to run this search every week and have a look at the results that come back for the particular company that you're interested in the business and finance category, and only see the new results that have come in since you last performed the search. This is how you would do that. We can, if we're using the Pro Copernic, fix that even better, and we'll show you how to do that later.
Downloaded. Refined. Checkmarked. All.
So those are the options, all being the default that we were at before. But I'm going to set it back to the default.
Browse all results radio button checked.
And hit Enter key.
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Yes, you heard right. What is happening is that Copernic is bringing up my results in good old Internet Explorer.
Page has 43 links. Search results boom.
I'll just tap the control key for the moment to silence the speech. There are enormous advantages in having the results displayed like this. Firstly, it's a nice interface. Secondly, it's really easy to save search results. I have a folder, for instance, of things that I may want to refer back to, simply with the web pages saved of these Copernic search results. Very nice feature. I can also have a feature turned on, which I do personally like turned on by default, where the URL of each search is displayed. That way I can simply copy the text to the clipboard and paste it in as a text file, and you can do it that way as well. Let's just explore the search results page that we have. If we do an insert T to read the window title.
Title equals search results for Daniel Boone Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So that's a nice clear title.
Blank.
I'm just going to down arrow now through the page because JFW's virtual cursor is now working, which is very similar to Windowizer's MSAA mode, of course.
Link. Graphic. Logo.
And we've got some Copernic.
Blank.
Advertising
search
at the top.
Daniel Boone Awards. Date. 25/06/00. Blank. Found. 14 document S on encyclopedias. Sort. Score. Blank. Checkbox. Checked. Show document summaries.
Now, I like this checked because the show document summaries feature allows me to have a very brief look at what the page is going to be telling me, so that hopefully I can make an intelligent decision about whether to ask Internet Explorer to show me the entire page.
Blank. One.
Here's the first one.
Link. Boone. Daniel. 77%. Graphic. New. Blank.
I'm just still arrowing down.
Early American frontiersman and legendary hero who helped blaze a trail through Cumberland Gap, a notch in the Appalachian Mountains near the juncture of Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Found by Britannica.com.
That's where the summaries feature is good, because it's actually told me, in brief, who Daniel Boone is, even just by looking at the search page.
Link. http://www.britannica.com/com/app/.
Okay, that's giving me the URL if I wish to, and it's also hyperlinked it. Now, what I would normally do is just tab through these results slightly quicker.
Translate link.
Now, the translate feature is just outstanding. I mean, we'll get to that shortly when we try and search for a web page in a language other than English.
Boone, Daniel link. HTTP, translate, Boone link. Boonesboro link.
Okay, so the first three, I would say, are actually about Daniel Boone. Oh, well, no, maybe this one's saying that it's named after him, I suppose.
Bibliography link.
Okay, so let's go back up to that first one. That looked pretty good.
Boone, Daniel link. One.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Boone, Daniel link.
I can just hit enter now.
Boone, Daniel link.
Internet Explorer is taking me to the actual page now.
Page has 23 links. ENCYCLOPAE Ligature DIA Britannica article.
Okay, we're in a Britannica page. I can just hit insert enter to get me past the common list of links at the top of the page. If you happen to be using WindowEyes, you would hit insert alt down arrow to do the same thing.
Sunday, June 25th, 2000. Blank.
And now I'm going to start reading to end.
ENCYCLOPAE Ligature DIA Britannica. Boone, Daniel. B, comma C. November. 2, 1734, Berks County, PA, D, comma C, September, 26, 1820, Street, Charles.
Gosh, Moe, he had a good innings, didn't he?
U.S. Early American frontiersman and legendary hero who helped blaze a trail through Cumberland Gap, a notch in the Appalachian Mountains near the juncture of Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Boone had little formal schooling but learned to read and write. As a youth, he moved with his family English Quakers to the North Carolina frontier. Most of his life was spent as a wandering hunter and trapper. Many white men had traversed Kentucky before Boone, hence the legend that he was its discoverer needs qualification. Boone first went a short way through Cumberland Gap to hunt in the fall of 1767, and he and several companions returned to Kentucky to trap and hunt in 1769-71. In 1773, Boone undertook to lead his own and several other families to Kentucky, but the group was attacked by Cherokee Indians just beyond the last settlement. Two of the party, including Boone's son James, were tortured and murdered, whereupon the survivors turned back. In March 1775, Boone and 28 companions were employed by Richard Anderson's Transylvania.
Okay, I'm going to read that later, and maybe you would like to as well. But that's clearly going to give me the information I need to have about Daniel Boone. So it's a very nice feature, the Copernic, to narrow everything to the point that you just search encyclopedias, and you get this nice Internet Explorer-based web page with the results. You can validate the documents, all sorts of wonderful features. But there is a lot more that we can show you about Copernic, so let's go back and do that. I'll just close Internet Explorer.
Zero.
And search. Now I'll close the results window, which also has popped up.
Copernic 2000.
And we're back in Copernic. I'm back in my list of search results. I'm just going to hit a couple of up arrows.
Totally blind, visually impaired blind. Any word? 25/06/0005/3308. 161 newspapers.
This is a search that I do every day because I try and keep track of blindness-related news in case there's anything for ACB Radio that we want to follow up. It is a really amazing help, this feature. Let's just hit the context key again.
Context menu. Duplicate. Modify. Track.
Okay, I want to show you the track features. This is exclusive to the Pro version, so I'm going to hit Enter.
Leaving menus. Track search. Update the search automatically. Checkbox checked.
So this is saying that if we check this box, the search is going to be updated by itself. No intervention on my part required. As long as the computer is on, that's all that needs to happen.
Blind news at 0533 every day, starting 26/01/00.
That's referring to a schedule that I've set up called Blind News that at 5:30 every morning performs this search and then emails the results to me.
New schedule button.
That would allow us to set up a new schedule.
Modify schedule button.
Let's go into the Modify Schedule button so that I can show you what options we have in there.
Modify tracking schedule. Type a name for this schedule edit. Blind News.
That's fine because it's tracking blindness-related news.
Daily radio button checked. 1 of 6.
Well, we have a number of options here. It's currently set to daily, but we could also have...
Weekly radio button checked. Monthly radio button checked. One time only radio button checked. When my computer starts radio button checked. When I log on radio button checked. 6 of 6.
Well, that's a nice feature too. If you don't have a permanent connection to the internet, you can have Copernic do this search whenever you log on. And it just does it in the background. It's quite unobtrusive. I've been working in the middle of the night at 5:30 in the morning, well, early morning, I guess you'd say, and not even known that Copernic has gone ahead and done the search for me. So let me just set this back to the way I like it.
When my computer starts, one time only, month, week, daily.
Back to daily.
Next button.
And we can now go to the next button.
0533.
That's the time that it's going to happen. I'm not quite sure how it got to 0533, but anyway, that's fine.
Everyday radio button checked. 3 of 3.
Now the options we have here are...
0533. Everyday radio... Weekdays radio button checked. Every radio button checked. 1 of 3.
So we can be more specific about when we want the search to perform. I'm just going to go back
everyday
to everyday.
26/01/00. 26.
That's when I started this search back in January of this year.
Back button. Next button.
We'll go to the next button.
My email address, jonathan@mosen.org, checkbox checked.
That's just telling us where the search results are going to be sent to.
Other email address, that's checkbox not checked.
Now, I can actually share this result. I can send it to other email addresses at the same time as the search is sent to mine.
Back button. Next button.
Let's go to the next button.
Open advanced properties for this schedule when I click finish.
Well, I don't think so.
Back button. Finish button.
Okay, so that's, I'm just going to hit the escape key just in case I change anything.
Track search.
Change.
Modify schedule.
So let's continue past the modify schedule.
Okay button.
And we've just got an okay button, which I'll also hit escape out of just to be safe. So that's what you can do. You can have a search that might search things that change a lot. Let's say, as I said earlier, you're checking a particular company in business and finance, and you can have it search daily or weekly by itself without any intervention from you and put the results in your email box, and you can even share those results with friends if you wish. Really impressive. And when you get these results in your email box, you get an HTML formatted document that you can just use the JFW virtual cursor or the Windowise MSAA cursor to move through and just press enter on the links that you want to investigate further, and it only shows you the new results, the results that have come in since you last performed the search. Really good for searching newspaper archives for news stories on a particular topic that have come in. You can also search for particular things that you might want to buy. It's great for comparison shopping. For instance, let's do a new search with Control N.
New search the web.
And I'm going to type Easy CD Creator. And, somebody who emailed me earlier in the week, yes, we can't have a program go by without some reference to audio. And we'll just move
search
over to...
Search for a word radio button.
No, we don't want all words.
Search for any word. Search for exact phrase.
We want exact phrase, and now I'll just move to...
Properties. The web. The web.
No, we'll hit a B.
Business and buy books. Buy hardware. Buy software.
That's what we want, buy software. So we're now doing a search for Easy CD Creator in the buy software category. It's now gone away to find out about that for me.
For result S graphic 645 shop. Search completed.
Okay.
Easy CD Creator. Exact raise. 25/06/0014/5233. For buy software.
It's only found four here, so let's bring up the web page. I did a context key, then B, then Enter, and Internet Explorer is now loading with the answers here.
Search results for Easy CD Creator Microsoft Internet Explorer. Page has 13 links.
And it's just tabbed through.
Adaptic Easy CD Creator for Deluxe link. 77%. Graphic. New. Blank. Shostora's 2 PTS. Found by shopping.com.
Okay.
H. Translate link. Adaptic Easy CD Creator for Deluxe link. Set. Graphic. Blank. For Windows 95, 98 and NT, 181,886. Same day, $79.34.
Excellent. I like that because it's given me the price, and quite often it will give me the price when I search for software. Actually, $79 for Easy CD Creator is pretty good.
Found by CDW.com. Link. HTTP.
So we might come back to that.
Friend, Easy CD Creator V4.0 Deluxe for Windows 95/98/NT link. 77%. Graphic. Blank. Adaptic Windows 95/98/NT. CD-ROM ships next business day U.S. $87.99. Found by Beyond.com.
Well, I'm afraid Beyond.com loses out there, doesn't it?
Translate CD Recordable Easy CD V4.0 CD-ROM link. 69%. Graphic. Blank. Price range $59.95 to $84.70. Found by shopping.com.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So shopping.com must be some sort of comparison shopping thing, and it claims that we can find it for as low as $59. So
CD Recordable Easy.
We'll just hit enter to get onto that page. Well, we won't actually because of time constraints, but we could, and then we could go ahead and find the $59 and purchase it. So it's great for comparison shopping, just to be able to go and type in the name of a piece of software. And it's not just software that you can do this with. You will remember that there was a buy books category, a buy hardware category, so we may be able to search for a particular CD burner that we want to buy and get it through the buy hardware category. So it's a very nice way of doing quick and easy comparison shopping in an extremely speech-friendly way. The other thing, while I remember to mention this, is that its filtering out of duplicates is superb. It is. I can't recall ever having a duplicate result. When the search engines come back with their stuff, it seems to do a really good job of making sure that you only get one reference to a particular URL in your results, and that can save a lot of time and a lot of confusion. I'm going to close this down now.
Zero.
And get back into my
Copernicus.
Now, I want to do something a bit trickier. I want to do a search for some historical data on the Weimar Republic. And I would think that a good place to go for that might be some German websites. So I'm going to do a control N and type Weimar Republic. And then...
Search for a word radio button.
No, I don't want that.
Search for exact phrase E.
And E is the exact phrase key, by the way. I could have just hit that. Now we'll go...
The web.
Back and, I think it was towards the bottom of the list.
The web ports. Arch. News. The web in Spanish. News in. The web. The web in Italian. News. The web in German.
Okay. Let's just, do a search for the Weimar Republic on the web in German. It's gone away to think about that. How's it getting on?
58 result S graphic 600.
Okay, so we're going to have some...
Republic. Exact
yep, okay, let's browse it. Context menu B, enter. And Internet Explorer is now coming up. And we're going to be dealing with German results.
Page has 184 links.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm just tabbing through. There's a Copernic banner at the top.
Patch Christian trade unions in the Weimar Republic, 1918-1933. The failure of corporate pluralism. Yale Historical Publications. Miscellany, 133 link.
Now that sounds like it might be in English.
82% translate. Archives of Zeljevic link. 7. Graphic. Blank. International Politik und Gesellschaft. Found by Hot.
Okay, well that sounds, like...
Archives of Zeljevic link.
It could be one to go with.
http://www.phase.de/history/homepage/fstream/b30.
Okay.
Translate
Let's
link.
Let's choose the translate link. Another very nice feature, because there's nothing worse than finding that your ability to get
links.
An important document is inhibited by your ability to by your inability to read the foreign language.
Enter a location URL edit. http://www.phase.com.
Let's fill this information in for us. We're on a translation service called GIST, which Copernic has partnered with, and it's filled in the URL from the search result. Very handy.
Combo box. German.
And German, yes, it's got the default language, right?
Combo box. English.
And yes, we want the translation in English.
GIST.
So we just hit the GIST button, and it's gone away to translate the results. Now, sometimes the results it comes up with are not very grammatically correct, but then, you know,
it's
far too much English, it's not grammatically
Holly's
correct
translation
either.
Solutions. That's where we control from frame GIST in time. Link index dot and link Holly's.
I'm going to hit insert enter to get past the common links at the top
blank
of the page.
That's where we dot from frame. Files blank. Image map.
Okay.
Blank.
Now, have a listen to the result that we've got, the English version, translated from the German electronically.
The file for In Such a Way Zeljevic, seeming since 1961, is one of the large, internationally recognized historical scientific technical periodicals. It is restored by the Friedrich Ebert Nonprofit Foundation, Bonn, in connection with the Institute for Social History E.V. Bonn/Braunschweig. The editorship form Friedhelm Paul, Beatrix Bauvier, Dieter Dahl, Patrick of Tomils, Hans Pelcher and Michael Cutter. The editorship is with Carl Christian Leder. The file for social history dedicates itself to the newer company history of Germany, Europe and North America. Each tape contains about 10 to 15 essays, which present results of the newest research to a certain framework topic. Besides extensive literature reports and some resumption of the actual trends of the historiography, as well as single discussions of new publications from all fields of newer European and American history. Framework topics of the last expenses were...
Yeah, so you can hear that there are some interesting turns of phrase there, but it's usable. I mean, if you were really keen to get the information out, you could stick with it. So there are options here. We can search the web for Italian and Portuguese and a number of other languages, French as well, of course, Spanish is there. And when we find a page that we're interested in, then we can use this translation service to translate it back into English. And that's a really great feature. Now, by going to the Tools menu, we can find some quite nice features. So I'm just going to hit Alt-T from Copernic.
Context menu. Check updates now. Categories ... Tracking schedules ... Options ... Check updates now.
There are all sorts of options, but let's take a look at the...
Add more engines.
I'm going to choose the Add more engines option now.
Leaving menus. Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And Internet Explorer is coming up.
Page has 42 links. Copernic.com add-ons get engines. Link graphic Copernic.com, link graphic home.
Alright, we're on the Copernic.com site, so I'm going to hit insert enter to get past the common set of links at the
Looking
top of the page.
Looking for search engines. Blank, link, Copernic 2000 Plus, and, link, Copernic 2000 Pro. Allow you to add search engines by downloading engine packages. Blank.
Right, now let's have a look at what engine packages we have.
/data/engines/antiques.cpk link. Antiques and Collectibles link. Buy Music link.
I'm hitting the tab key twice. We already have the Buy Music one.
Buy Videos link.
Haven't got that.
Desktop Themes link.
That might be useful to some people who are into collecting desktop themes.
Discussion Sources link. Gardening link. Jobs link.
Well, that could be extremely useful for many people. I mean, imagine that. You can download the Jobs package. In fact, we might just do that. I'm just going to hit Enter.
Jobs link.
I haven't seen that one there before. It might be quite new. Now, I just hit enter, and it's now installing the jobs pack into Copernic.
New engine package. Install button.
Okay, now.
Cancel button. More info button. Click install to continue. Edit. Install button.
I'm going to hit install. And that's all there is to it. It's now installed.
Copernic 2000.
Yep, it's
1000 Pro. Easy CD creator.
Okay, it's
Mac
now back into
25/06/00. Title equals Copernic.
And that's all there is to it. Now, if we want to prove that it's there, let's do a Control N for a new search.
New search the web.
I won't even bother putting in a search term at this point.
Drop the web.
We'll just go back to the categories and I'll hit the J key.
Jobs.
And there's jobs. So we could do a search for, I guess, any particular job that we were interested in, and Copernic will give us the results. And the other excellent feature is that if you go with the Pro version, which does cost, by the way, $79, but it would mean that you can search for a particular type of job, and at a certain time every morning you could have the search give updates of that particular search in your email box, so you're always on top of a particular type of job that you're interested in.
Easy.
Very nice, isn't it?
Copernic.
Let's get back into the list of search engines that we can add.
.. programming link.
Yeah, that will interest some.
Next website, next page link.
Alright, let's go to the next page, because there's more. So we've added the jobs one. You might like to add things like programming
page
and desktop themes and others.
Look, Copernic 2, Copernic .. the Web Australia link.
We've got that one.
.. News Australia link. .. the Web Canada link. .. News Canada link.
Yep.
.. the Web UK link. News UK link. The Web in French link. News in French link. The Web in German link.
I remember that some of these we already have, but all we need to do to add one is just hit enter on any of these links and it installs itself.
News in German link. The Web in Italian link. News in Italian. The Web in Spanish link. News in Spanish link. Website privacy. Previous pet news and
okay, so
web
that's
contact.
The options that that are there. So you can add these engines very easily, just by choosing the Add Engines link from the Tools menu, or rather the Add Engines submenu from the Tools menu, and it will take you to the page where you can tab through these engines and add the ones that interest you. That is a brief overview of Copernic. It's a truly awesome program. This is just an indispensable tool for me. It gives me far better results than anything else I have tried. It is very easy to use if you're just a bit persistent and you're willing to use your mouse cursor to navigate the menus. One cautionary word is that when you install the program, you'll be asked whether you want to install the wizard interface or the classic one as your default interface. Make sure that you choose classic, or it will be nowhere near as friendly as it is in this demonstration. There is a free version, which I think covers 7 categories. There's Copernic Plus, which I think allows you to use all of the search engines, and then there's Copernic Pro, which has all the search engines plus the email tracking features and things that we've covered in this review. The website for it is copernic.com, and there's lots of information about the programs on that site. I would give this program 9 out of 10. The reason why it doesn't get 10 is because there are a couple of issues, such as the speaking of the pull-down menus, that I think could be addressed, just to make it a little bit easier for novice screen reader users. Apart from that, you can't beat it. www.copernic.com